You're listening to the audio production of The Ultimate Guide to Great Mentorship, 13 Rules to Making a True Impact by Scott Jeffrey Miller, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com.
Introduction. When HarperCollins Leadership first approached me about authoring a book on mentoring, I was still coalescing the vision for the 10-year, 10-volume series I'm writing titled Master Mentors, 30 Transformative Insights from Our Greatest Minds. I'd just finished launching volumes 1 and 2 and had made appearances on more than 200 podcasts, television shows, and radio programs as part of the book series launch and ongoing marketing campaign. And the common questions nearly every host and interviewer wanted me to address were often less about the individual mentors I'd featured in the first books and more about the actual process of mentoring. How to select one? How to become one? What to do and not to do on both sides? What mentors get right and wrong, and how to recover when conversations don't go as planned. I was frequently asked if mentoring was still relevant in a post-pandemic and increasingly hybrid and virtual work world. When does it go sideways? How do mentors deal with unprepared and overly demanding mentees? The questions seemed endless and interesting, and I had an answer for all of them. Imagine that. So I went to work outlining and codifying my point of view on mentoring, recognizing that other books have been written about this topic and by well-qualified authors, including the leadership icon John Maxwell, whom I've interviewed for the On Leadership with Scott Miller podcast. As I built my book architecture and drew on my own 3 decades as a mentor and mentee, I quickly realized I wanted to focus on the many roles mentors play, and specifically on how they differ based on the mentee-mentor dynamic. I identified 15 roles I thought were important, and when I presented them to my early group of advisors who read all of my pre-released manuscripts, most of them about passed out. They told me 15 was a death march, and I absolutely had to narrow the list to a more manageable number, like 8 or at the most 10, but never 15. I agreed. I set about clarifying my thoughts on each role and determining which ones were duplicates and could be eliminated or collapsed into others.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?